Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and have a great visit with our good friends Rich Gannon and Bill Brandt, both political operatives in part of their profession. And Bill is of the Democrat persuasion, and Rich is of the Republican persuasion. And we're talking about the presidential candidates and the campaigns and where they're headed. Rich, I'm going to let you go first again this time. South Carolina's coming up. Then we got Super Tuesday, the SEC, what they call the SEC primaries. Mm-hmm. Take us a month down the from now, and tell me who you think is going to still be standing on the GOP side.
Think on the GOP side, with Trump certainly, and I think that Kasich will hang in even by his fingernails, if only Bill to get and Jim to get to. Ohio on the 15th of March.
And
maybe even win the state.
Bill said Michigan.
Yeah.
Well,
and
but
Michigan.
Wait a minute. For his case, yeah, Florida's on the same day, but I'm just talking about Kasich.
I'm saying that Kasich, Michigan is also, potentially friendly to John as well.
So but those, if he can win Florida, if he can win Ohio, then he makes the case that he's got to be at the top of whoever the nominee is. Top of their list for VP.
That's exactly
because the Republicans
right.
going to need Ohio.
That's exactly right. And one of the things, Bill, that I said in my predictions was I said, I don't know who's going to win the election, but I know one thing. Rubio and or Kasich are going to be on the Republican ticket somewhere.
Yeah, for Florida and Ohio.
Yeah, Bill, what do you think?
Well, you have other people who live in Florida who are running, and there's still an unsettled ticket.
That's right.
Yeah, but Bush is not going to be the vice president.
I'm thinking you're right. I think a Bush Kasich ticket is possibly more reasonable.
Yeah,
than,
but, yeah. But so what? Talk to us about on the Dem side a month from now.
As we were talking in the break, I think that it now gets horribly expensive. You can focus on markets like New Hampshire and Iowa when you're doing that, but now you've got 11 states in a week. You know, in the SEC one, you've got all of the industrial states in Florida coming up, a couple of weeks thereafter. It will now take retail politics begins to recede to broadcast politics and airwaves, I often point out that elections, the candidates just serve, as middlemen between the TV stations and the people in terms of passing money to enrich the broadcast networks. But Bernie and the others are going to have to turn much more, even Trump, much more to full-time fundraising to keep this up. Even if you're self-funding, it's going to get expensive.
So do you think Bernie will last beyond Super Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I think Bernie has been emboldened and enabled. And I think, people forget about the fact that not only on the Democratic side do we have a woman, running for president.
Right.
We now have the first Jewish American who's ever won a primary. I mean, we're setting high marks for history.
Good point. This is another example of why this is a crazy year. So Rich.
But it's not necessarily crazy, Jim.
When I say crazy, you know what I mean.
It's
a different year.
It's a different year, but it's a good thing.
I agree with that. Rich,
it may speak to the mix.
Talk to us about, now, is it looking like Trump's going to be the nominee?
Well, right now it certainly does, but we've chosen what 60 delegates out of the 1,200 or something we need. So these things have a way of kind of changing, and we kind of laugh at ourselves when we were so sure about everything,
right?
And things change. But as of right now, it certainly looks like he's the guy that everybody else has got to stop, and it's going to be extremely difficult to do that while the establishment end of the pond still has three or four guys in it.
Are the GOP elites going to coalesce around Trump at any point? Do you think they'll ever coalesce around
him? Because I think that if it comes down to Trump versus Cruz, that their choice will be Trump, at least if the guy they...
Really?
Because
they hate Cruz,
more.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Throw one more thing in the mix. I mean, we just talked about Marco Rubio's problems and the fact that a mess up on a debate, has basically put him on the sidelines. We're all waiting for that to happen with Trump. Now, we've all seen him survive a lot of things, but the glare is going to get really intense, and I've watched his language.
So you're saying, is he going to have a Rubio moment?
I don't know if he is.
That's been tested, hasn't it, Rich?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, Jim, he is of the Republican large, you know, the senior group, he is the most likely to have that moment.
Well, I agree with that.
And so
the question is, will America care? And that's the big thing. So, okay, quickly.
Well, he certainly set the bar higher for what they have
Hillary,
to care about.
Hillary and Sanders will be in after Super Tuesday. Bill, Rich, who will be in after Super Tuesday for the Dems? Trump and who else?
Trump and Bush, I think.
Kasich
will be in, even if he's just limping along. But
yeah.
And Cruz.
But not Rubio? You think Rubio's gone?
I think Rubio may leave after March 1st.
Interesting. All right, we'll get you back and get you to. We'll hold you to those predictions after those days. Rich Galen, thanks for being here. Bill Brandt, thanks for being here. Good job, guys. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.